Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of educational talks with Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. Today, we'd like to learn the great secret about how can we stay young forever from Rav Lightman. Not only to stay young, we want to be beautiful forever. And even now, to be a bit more beautiful than how we were born, to see how can we upgrade our life. This is a dream that has more and more fans here in Israel and around the world. In the past, the field of becoming more beautiful and younger was only something for Hollywood stars, and today it's mainstream. We all want and invest a lot of money and efforts to be younger, to be more beautiful. We'll try to learn a few things about it from Rav Lightman today. Nitza, please. Yeah, when we look at our society today, it's a society that truly appreciates beauty and aesthetics and the desire to remain young. It's something that all of us have, regardless what social status you come from. And many techniques developed around how to beautify ourselves and feel more complete with our body, with our looks. If in the past, like Owen said, this was the domain only of the rich or Hollywood stars, today it's mainstream. Each teenager, I think from the age of 17, 18, when she looks in the mirror and she checks whether what nature gave her satisfies her, and if not, she immediately gets ideas of when will it be possible to make my nose shorter or enlarge my breasts and take such or other actions. And it became a social norm, not only for women, by the way, but also for men. Many times I meet people that I remember that 15 years ago, they looked older than they look today. Today, they look younger, with tighter skin, with a smile. It really influences your mood, turns out. By the way, something very interesting, many women testify that after they had the operation, as if it solved all the problems they had till then on the psychological level, with self-confidence. This woman once told me, I went to the shrink for 20 years, and the operation solved the problem in half an hour. I have confidence, everything, life seems much better. So when we really look at this phenomena, you, from your point of view, how do you see this phenomena? And why do we have a desire, or aren't we satisfied by what nature gives us, but we have a desire to feel more complete through these different corrections we perform on ourselves? First of all, our desire to live an eternal life is natural. It's natural for a person, because if there's death and it's unknown what comes after that, and we see that we stop living, and even though that our existence here and what we call this life, this world, isn't that great, but still, with all the bother and that we're all the time running around, nervous, and so on, still, it's better than zero and darkness and nothing. Nothingness. From existence to absence to non-existence. And we don't want it. And regardless what form of life it is, there is a protective force inside a person that he wants to keep on living. And we see it even on people that are in some work camp, or regardless in what conditions. And of course, especially in our times, there are many people that put an end to their life. It's a phenomenon that we'll talk about separately, but actually the natural protective force in a person is that he keeps life. He wants to continue life as much as possible. If not for the great suffering that comes, and then he's ready to get rid of the suffering, even though that it also means getting rid of life. But then he agrees, but not otherwise. So this is what we see, and therefore it's something natural. The matter of beauty, of force, self-appreciation, self-esteem, confidence is very important for us in life. We invest a lot of efforts into it, a lot of money in order to have a social status. I could have been a simple worker someplace or work a third of the time I work and provide only the basic needs, but so that I won't be less than my neighbor or less than the others, and I could be proudful towards others that I have a car and I'm dressed this or that way. A person puts lots of efforts into it. And of course here there's also the matter of the external beauty, the bodily beauty, besides all these things that I make sure that will belong to me and give me a social status, a good and nice social status. Were I not living in human society, then I wouldn't have really been concerned about it, for sure. I'd keep my life, but only on the very basic level. My whole life I'd walk around in my jammies, in something soft and warm and nice and comfortable. And this is also how I would build my environment. But because there is the matter of pride here, value towards others, so I care for it, meaning that I'm sure that were we not living in a competitive society, then neither women and all the more men would have thought about their external appearance. This is a matter of society. Why wasn't it so needy before and now it is? Because we're developing, our ego is developing, and we're coming to a state where, really, now, our ego demands more connection to the bodily, corporeal life. And our ego wants to resemble the spiritual world in this corporeal life. What do you mean? I'll explain. We are in an egoistic development. We're developing egoistically such that the ego that develops brings us to a state where it wants to tell us, I will give you the best possible life, an eternal life. I'll give you a life that you'll enjoy life and you'll be beautiful and strong and so on in the eyes of everyone. Why? Because the general process of our development, according to our program, to the program that's constantly realizing in us, the process is to bring us to a state where we have to rise to a different level of development, to a spiritual level, to live as forces and spirit, and not as protein bodies that achieve life only through their body. And in order to bring us to a higher level, to the spiritual level of existence, then first of all, we have to be brought to a state where we will see that our bodily existence is a big loss. It can't provide us neither an eternal life nor a good life, where all these things actually don't give us anything, meaning we have to go through different states in the pursuit of wealth, honor, control, power, and so on, knowledge, and before that also bodily beauty and so on, and to discover on all these levels and all these stages the nothingness, the futility, the, let's call it, lack of fulfillment, that it is impossible to achieve a whole, complete, and eternal satisfaction through these things. And now we're in a time where we're in pursuit of, as if, eternal life, to be young forever. so that we ourselves will reach a decision eventually. After all this pursuit and investing into things and so on, that it doesn't really add the right value. By it, I neither reach an eternal life nor the right kind, true kind of inner satisfaction. But all of these things are so that on the way, I will choose a higher, more exalted goal. And the more exalted goal is truly the eternal goal, where we exist not according to our bodies, but according to our desires, according to our inclination, intentions. And therefore, this period during which we want to be forever young, it's a certain period in our development. The next thing will be, and it's also developing now, is that we, when our body dies, we put it into different refrigerators or different such things, and then we hope that in the future, the technologies, yeah, we hope that this future will come, and here too, we'll have to decide that all this is not a solution. All this is in order to bring us to the decision that we have no choice, but we have to move on to the next level of our existence, which is called life inside our soul, to pass from a bodily life to a life in the soul. This is what our life exists for at this moment. Meaning, everything is aiming us at that. Meaning, all the beauty and aesthetics and the process, and not only that, anything that we want to achieve in this life, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, which is actually everything that we have in this world, that we have to keep all these things in one direction, for us as if to shift ourselves from existing in the body to existence in the soul. I want to ask you this. On this discussion, even though that I'm a man, I'd like to represent the women. Suppose a woman passes the age of 40 and 50 is on the horizon, and she sees that the body isn't what it was and the looks and everything. And she's actually on a crossroads where she can take the following decision. Am I taking now a respectable sum of money and invest it in beauty, cosmetics, and so on? This is something that every woman does, but do I take another step? Do I make an operation? Do I take special pills that stop aging and cost tons of money? I don't want to get into it. It's an entire world that's developing, called anti-aging. And suppose, before I get into this whole story, because plenty of my girlfriends are already into it, and I'm about to go into it too, because I've already reached the age that the time has come to engage in it, and better now, because, you know, we're not getting any younger. And I come to you and I ask, Rav Lightman, this investment and the efforts and this whole story, is it worthwhile? Because I'm not doing it in order to say, okay, I did it, but I'm doing it in order to feel better with myself, to feel young, to feel vital, to feel beautiful. Meaning, there's an action here. And there is a feeling. I'm going to take an action, which is non-simple and also costs a lot of money. Do you think that I will reach that feeling? Part of the women that do it, that I know, they get a real good feeling out of it. And some of them don't. And it's not clear why some do, why some don't, and what's going to happen to me. What do you think? Is it worthwhile doing? I'd recommend both to men and women. First of all, take care of your health. Every morning, I go for a walk. About an hour, 40 minutes. If possible, I also swim in the sea. And I see plenty of people there. Young, old, everyone running, exercising, going to the water. This is something that I recommend to everyone. And this is also something that I did with my teacher, who was double my age. I was 40, suppose, he was 80. Daily, we went to the sea, we went for a walk, and we walked on the beach, and we went into the water. Then this whole thing wasn't that common. But today, back then, we were almost alone on the beach. Sometimes people went back and forth, but really? It was beautiful. It was very tranquil. But anyway, I'm happy that there are many people that understand the benefit from all these things, and this is really something that I'd recommend people to do. Because here we're talking about our bodily health, not in order to look, you know, all pumped up, but for health purposes, and not to exaggerate, because exaggerating also it ruins your health. It's well known, all the athletes are really ill. That's one thing. Another thing is, I'd recommend to separate this from different beauty aspects, issues, because beauty is something else. In beauty, it all depends on how does a person see himself. And here there's a question. To which extent does he appreciate the inner beauty and the external beauty? It is impossible to erase the demand for external beauty, that I will want to look nice in the eyes of others. Why? Because people think about me or appreciate me according to my external appearances. That's known from theater, from cinema. We meet some person. Immediately, if I like him, I like him how? That I see him, I already have this first approach towards him, first acquaintance. And therefore, we have to look as open as possible, nice, beautiful, but beautiful in terms of also our attitude, our approach towards others, obviously. Now, the external beauty, our, the appearance, and especially the appearance of our face, what can you do? Women, they're truly concerned about it. It comes to us from a very high desire, from the spiritual demand from within our soul, that we are very concerned about having a beautiful face, because face, it means the extent to which a person projects the light of Chokhmah for himself, his fulfillment towards others, his good and nice attitude towards others, how much can he bestow onto them, fulfill them. This in spirituality is actually called the beauty of the face. The extent to which light, fulfillment, good fulfillment comes out of a person onto others. And in corporeality as a result, because from the spiritual root to the corporeal branch, we were born, and there is a demand for the external beauty of our face that develops in us. And therefore, we care for looking nice, beautiful as much as we can. And with respect to the beauty you're asking about, then, first of all, I would shift people then, of course, if it was in my ability, I would give them a course. Before the course, we talked about the face, and you said that women especially care for looking beautiful, and it's something natural. Now, I'm asking, the advice I want to get from you is, I understand that it's a natural aspiration for my face to look young and beautiful. I don't say anything about young. Beautiful, radiating. Also not beautiful, but that courteous, maybe. Like being enlightened, I don't know. It doesn't matter what age. A person that it's pleasant for you to look at him, his attitude, this is how his face looks like. This is what it projects. Okay, you said that it's good to take care of my health. I'd actually say that not only that it's good, that a person has to take care of his health. Okay, then you talked about beauty, you said it's something else, that it's more complex, and you focused on the face, saying that there's a natural aspiration for my face to be as radiant as possible, and so on. Now, I want to ask about, what do you recommend? Is it worthwhile? I recommend an inner treatment. Not immediately to turn to operations, injections, no, no. Inner operation. What does it mean? A person has to bring himself to a state where he is good towards others, and then for him to project it through the face. If he'll do it, he will save lots of operations and money. Explain it, please. It's like a new anti-aging technology. Okay, it doesn't matter, but let's first of all take care of that. That his nature from within will burst out in warmth, in love, with a good and nice approach and attitude towards everyone, being courteous towards everyone. And then, even though that he'll be ugly, right? This inner attitude will come out and it will change his expression. Meaning that a person's inner feeling influences his countenance physically. Yes, and then he's perceived by his environment, even if he's not physically beautiful, he's perceived as someone who projects something good, who is courteous. This is what you're saying. Yes. And then, if God forbid, he really feels not good about something, then maybe there's an opportunity, a possibility to correct something, but it's not so from nature. The truth is that a person has to look the way nature made him. Why? Because his external appearance, expression, is a result of the inner forces that work in you, because these forces, when they meet, they're vectors, they build your form, your appearance, your body, your everything. And if I did a nose job, by this you corrupted your appearance, which you got from nature, and answers your internality. But suppose I had an ugly nose. What do you mean ugly? Again, it all depends on you corporeally, sorry for saying so, but animalistically, you want to correct your attitude towards others, that they will accept you more nicely, not because you're beautiful on the inside, but because you're beautiful on the outside. So that my self-esteem will change both with respect to myself and also with respect to society. If you go into an inner examination of changing yourself towards others, then I'm telling you, they will get this feeling from you, the way you treat them, how good you are, how open-hearted you are. They will not see your external appearance at all. It's like kids that don't understand whether their mother is ugly or not. For them, she's the most beautiful woman in the world because they feel her heart. It's not because they're little. It's because they feel this warmth from her. But suppose I'll work on myself and really projecting love onto others and so on. These are inner processes where I work on myself. Like you said, you recommend an inner operation, something that I do on myself. Yes, you correct yourself. Yeah, but how will those around me, they'll feel it. You project it around yourself. Of course. Today, women, 50-year-old women, that became grandmothers sometimes don't allow you to call them grandma. Sure, they're about to give birth. There are such, and because as if you made her old. I don't understand what you're wanting. I want to say that you're telling me to make an inner operation, change your attitude towards others, and you'll change yourself from within. You'll feel yourself young. But who will tell them that? They'll feel it. But I'm labeled according to my nose, to my this, to my that. No. If you really know how to project warmth, good attitude, friendly attitude, they won't label you in any bad way. Depending on, is it in my hands or in the hands of others? This is what I want to understand. In your hands. Yes, it's in my power, under my control. Let's try before you do a nose job. Before, we have one more minute left. Give me a first direction for the inner operation, a first tip. What should I aim myself towards in order to start radiating? If you project an inner beauty, that you have a good attitude towards people and they feel it because it's really projected from you, radiating from you, then they feel towards you an attitude like towards mom. And a mother, she can't be ugly. She's something warm, secure, nice, that I so much need in life. This is what they'll feel from you. And if I'm a man, also. So what do I project to them? I can't project a mother onto them. I can, no problem. Doesn't matter. So to work on myself and treating others like a mom. Love and confidence. From me to them. Yes. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Maybe, possibly, you just saved us a few tens of thousands of dollars. We'll check it out. Thank you, Nitza. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.